Ilhan Omar pushes conspiracy theory, Trump needs the distraction of war with Iran. By Joshua Kaplan on January 3, 2020. Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, reacted to the U.S.'s assassination of a top Iranian commander on Thursday evening by warning that she will step in and stop President Donald Trump, while spreading conspiracy theory about his motive behind the deadly strike. So what if Trump wants war, knows this leads to war and needs the distraction? Omar, a member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, asked on social media. Real question is, will those with congressional authority step in and stop him? I know I will. The Pentagon said Thursday that the U.S. military has killed General Qasem Soleimani, the head of Iran's elite Quds force, at the direction of President Donald Trump. An airstrike killed Soleimani, the architect of Iran's regional security apparatus, at Baghdad's international airport Friday, Iranian state television and three Iraqi officials said. The attack is expected to draw severe Iranian retaliation against Israel and American interests. The Defense Department said Soleimani was actively developing plans to attack American diplomats and service members in Iraq and throughout the region. It also accused Soleimani of approving the attacks on the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad earlier this week. A statement released late Thursday by the Pentagon said the strike on Soleimani was aimed at deterring future Iranian attack plans. The strike also killed Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, deputy commander of Iran-backed militias in Iraq known as the Popular Mobilization Forces, or PMF, Iraqi officials said. The PMF media arm said the two were killed in an American airstrike that targeted their vehicle on the road to the airport. Citing a Revolutionary Guard statement, Iranian state television said Soleimani was martyred in an attack by U.S. helicopters near the airport, without elaborating. President Donald Trump, who was vacationing on his estate in Palm Beach, Florida, but sent out a tweet of an American flag. Earlier in the week, President Trump threatened to hold Iran accountable for the attack on the U.S. embassy, stating they would pay a big price for their actions. The U.S. embassy in Iraq is, and has been for hours, safe. Many of our great warfighters, together with the most lethal military equipment in the world, was immediately rushed to the site. Thank you to the President and Prime Minister of Iraq for their rapid response upon request, the President tweeted Tuesday. Iran will be held fully responsible for lives lost or damage incurred at any of our facilities. They will pay a very big price. This is not a warning, it is a threat. Happy New Year, he added. Senator Ted Cruz, RTX, a member of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, lauded President Trump for ordering the strike, calling the move long overdue justice. The end of Qasem Soleimani is welcome and long overdue justice for the thousands of Americans killed or wounded by his Iranian-controlled forces across the Middle East, and for the hundreds of thousands of Syrians and Iraqi Sunnis ethnically cleansed by his militias, Cruz said in a statement. It is also long overdue justice for our Israeli allies who have suffered decades of terrorism at the hands of Hezbollah terrorists commanded by his IRGC Quds force. The message to all those who mean harm to America is loud and clear. The Associated Press contributed to this report.